Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
We continue our division by division NFL preview as we order up.
Order up, order up.
We are continuing with the NFC North. And D, you were 2-2 last year. I was 1-3. I overestimated how good the Lions were going to be. That's a mistake I'm not making again. But who will take it home this year from 4-1? Who are your picks for the NFC North D?
Well, let's just say that it's one of the most competitive divisions in football, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even though the Lions didn't came in last year, they were competitive all the way till the end. I want to say they finished like 9-8. Unfortunately, I'm starting starting with them. I have them in the basement, and I just think the defense fails them. I do think Gibbs goes off this year. I think he has a great year. Goff is consistent. Brown and Williams play well, but I can't figure out on the defensive side of the ball how they measure up against the rest of their division. I think the rest of the division has better defenses. So I've got the Lions coming in third, but still competitive, like still over 500, still a playoff team. I have the Packers. I just think that they're young, right? They're expecting Matthew Golden to take a big step this year. They let go of Dobbs. They let go of some other players so Golden can step in and be this guy. They're extremely young, and they've been young for a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's not this year. I think it's next year. I think next year is where we finally see it all come together. So they can just get through this season, you know, and all the coaches and all the players can get through this season. I think they will, you know, be okay. Number two, I've got the Vikings. I think Kyler Murray wins comeback player of the year. I think Brian Flores' defense shines, right? It keeps them in games. It covers up what the second baseman can't do. I think Jefferson bounces back to like a 7-10 touchdown area. I think the second baseman gets him the ball. Hockenson has a resurgence. Addison plays well. Mason becomes the starter and plays well. I think this team becomes what they were supposed to be. Like, you know, this will be like a Sam Darnold type year. You know,
wow.
And then they'll have to make the decision of, are we going to keep Kyler or are we going to let him go in the Super Bowl with somebody else? And history will tell them we need to do everything we can to keep this guy. Because they're ready, right? Think about it. This team has been ready. And this is why they made the move for Kyler Murray. They have the defense. They have all the offensive weapons you can ask for. They're ready. Unfortunately, it comes down to their smallest person on their team to get them there. So if he could be what he was in those first couple of years in Arizona, and from what I saw in camp, he's throwing the ball really well. He can throw the football. For a little person, he throws the ball extremely well. You can't see where it's coming out of, though, which I think is hilarious. It's like you're running your route and you're like, where is he? Oh, there's the ball. Oh, there it is. Oh, okay.
It's like Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is going his tippy toes. He doesn't go on his tippy toes. He rolls out and he almost throws, not that he throws flat footed, but he throws it like a baseball. That's what he does. He throws it like a bee. Rears back and throws. You see, he's under it.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees is going his tippy toes. Okay, so my number one is the Bears. I just think that offensively they explode. Caleb Williams has finally becomes a Chicago passer to go over 4,000 yards. Defense plays hard, plays well. And it really, I think it all comes down to the last couple weeks of the season. I think it becomes down to them and the Vikings who win the division. And I just think that they edge him out. I really believe that. I believe in Ben Johnson. I believe in his offense. I think Caleb Williams can run this offense better than Jared Goff can. And I think they have really good skilled players at all the positions, young skilled players to make some moves. What do you guys think?
Hypernatural, the best men's polo shirts of 2024 as voted by Men's Journal. Hypernatural offers polos, tees, and button-ups that deliver an unmatched comfort and style, featuring Hypercool J technology for natural cooling. Enjoy an exclusive discount with my promo code DANDZ, and that can be used at hypernaturalstyle.com.
Wow. Wow. That's all I can say about the Vikings is wow. That's very interesting.
You don't believe in the second baseman?
Fuck no. Like, what? What? I mean, I believe in O'Connell. I believe in his coach. But I don't believe in him. I don't believe in nine. Carson Wentz is... Like, how far removed are we from Carson Wentz being a potential MVP? Like, that's a long time. So, that is why they're in the basement. This team is ready.
Whoa.
This team is ready, except for the fact that they don't have a quarterback.
Whoa!
You have a second baseman, you have a washout in J.J. McCarthy, and you have Carson Wentz, who's...
Nine. What, it's nine.
Nine.
Good
nine.
Thing Jaden Daniels wasn't nine.
Huh. Oh, God. Nine. Come yes. Back, that's right. Nine. Jesus Christ. But I love how like they were just like, we're going to draft him, and then we're going to get Jim Harbaugh. They got him, didn't get Harbaugh. So maybe he ends up backing up Justin Herbert eventually. But if you got three quarterbacks, you got no quarterback. And you have no quarterback here. So Aaron Jones, you have Jordan Mason, good running back room. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison. Yeah, you brought in Juwan Jennings from the Niners. Good running, good receiver room. Good skill positions. Good defense. Brian Flores knows how to coach him up. It's the guy calling the signals under center. None of these guys that you mentioned are in Sam Darnold's territory, and I'm not the biggest Sam Darnold fan in the world. None of these guys can carry his water. None of them are good enough. Maybe 10 years ago, Carson Wentz was. But not now. And I could see Jefferson getting frustrated. Get me the fuck out of here. Like, you're wasting my career with this bullshit. Your kid, Kyler fucking Murray. Really? Kyler Murray. That's the best you can do is Kyler Murray? No. Dead ass last for the Vikings. Third place, I gotta go with the Packers. I'm with you on the Packers. It seems like their window has kind of passed them by.
Oh, you think it's past them?
I think it's past them. Like, Jordan Love, you had an opportunity. And now you have Watson, Reed, and Golden. Not all right, potential.
Young, just young guy.
Young, potential. But not as good as you were two seasons ago. Mm-hmm. Jacobs, more tread on the tire. Yep. He's going to be up there in terms of.
And I think he's. He could be getting suspended. He was arrested.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then, you know.
there's that.
So good job, Josh. Like, the defense will be fine. The defense is going to play. And it's about Jordan Love. It all boils down to Jordan Love. Can he stay healthy? Can he progress? Right? We've been having the conversation about Justin Herbert. We had a conversation about Drake May. We're having the conversation about Jordan Love. Can they move up and ascend to where they're supposed to be? Can they fulfill their potential? Jordan Love will keep him in it. But I don't know if the rest of the cast around him is as good as it once was. Like, maybe they'll incorporate Sky Moore. Maybe they'll kind of add in some gadgets and gadgets and kind of make him relevant again. But
I think they need a little bit more help. Second place, I think that the Lions are going to have a bounce back year. Right, Jahmyr Gibbs, you lost Montgomery, you brought in Isaiah Pacheco. Pacheco's a good running back. He's hurt, but you know what? A healthy Isaiah Pacheco, that's a good running back group. Mm. The wideouts, still really good. Between St. Brown, Jamo Williams, Tesla came along last year. You have Greg Dortch as your four. Dortch is pretty good. You have Laporta at tight end. You're a year removed from Ben Johnson. You're a year removed from losing Aaron Glenn. You can have more of an identity of what you want to do. You have a better idea of what's going on. Last year, you lost so much in the brain trust that, you know, you can understand why they didn't fulfill their potential. But a year removed, a year more experience, and I think they will be better. But again, it all boils down to quarterback. If Jared Goff can keep his head on straight and keep this team afloat, they will be in the mix. But if Jared Goff turns the ball over and can't get the offense going, it's going to be a long year in the Motor City. And by default, number one, I'm going with the Bears as well. Caleb Williams turned me into a believer. His play, particularly in the playoffs, turned me into a believer. He can do this. He is a professional quarterback. Right? He is going to get them to the NFC title game. They were close last year. I think they take the step again this year. That running game with Swift and Manungai. Okay, we'll see. We'll see if they can do it again. But I like Odunze. I like Luther Burden. They have some pretty good receivers. I'd like one more. I mean, Khalif Raymond's your number three. Maybe they can get one more. Maybe they can find somebody else. Kind of take over for that. Colson Loveland, Cole Kmet. They have good tight ends. Good defense. And that line is stalwart, man. You have Bradbury, you have Thuney. You've got studs on that line. They're going to protect Caleb Williams. So I think that there's tons here to make the Chicago Bears a serious contender in the NFC. And easily taking the NFC North crown. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutmail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutpodcast. Drop us a line on X @faderoutdnz and let us know who you're taking in the NFC North. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the AFC North. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.